Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
As with so many other heroes of the faith, the key to Oswald Chambers' success was prayer. The purpose of prayer in Chambers' mind was to get in step with God, not to manipulate or coerce him into blessing personal plans. He told his students in Cincinnati, prayer is not a preparation for work, it is work. Prayer is not a preparation for battle, it is battle. Chambers came out of prayer with a hot heart. An observer from a camp meeting where Chambers was speaking remarked, "Thank God for the teaching every morning of that stalwart piece of Scottish granite, Oswald Chambers. Cultured in all his culture, captured by the Holy Ghost, he in turn captivated men and women by the fiery, scintillating, scorching truths he hurled forth from a hot heart. Also, like many of the heroes of the faith, he trusted God for all his provision, and typically he was criticized by the many practical-minded people around him. He was used to the criticism of his family and friends, particularly in the area of money. He believed Jesus' words, give to everyone who asks, meant exactly that. On one occasion, he gave his last coin, a half crown, to a beggar. When an acquaintance chided him for being so foolish, he replied, "The Lord always gives double for all I give away." The next morning, he received a letter containing a gift three times the amount he had given to the beggar. Why do practical people think it is so strange or irresponsible to live by faith where money is concerned? Remember when Jesus sent his disciples out to minister? He told them to take no money with them.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.